Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Adam Weinreb here on the Baseball Insiders with an opportunity I never thought would come across my desk. Speaking with Night Train Vec, who is with the Joliet Slammers. And in case you're wondering why he is on the show with us today, on Tuesday, July 22nd, 6:35 p.m. against the Gateway Grizzlies, they are going to be attempting to make their mark on history by dropping more than 2,500 hot dogs from a single helicopter in just 1 hour over the entire stadium. Now, I'm being told that's the current record, which I assume is held by a different member of the Vec family at this moment. Night Train, I want to hear everything that you can possibly tell me about the way that this promotion is being held. By tell me more, I mean tell me literally the whole thing, everything I need to know about hot dogs dropping from the skies of suburban Illinois.
that's perfect, and actually you're exactly right. So it's a rite of passage for all of us to break the record in the family and just do it by 100 each subsequent year. So here I am going right into the fire, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and I had to make sure I kept up on the hat game with one of my own, which we will have at our game there. But it all started on the concourse, actually, where most good ideas usually start. And a few of us were talking on staff and just had a couple of crazy ideas and a couple of Google searches later, and here we are. Luckily, our partners at Pabst Light, they came out with their beer earlier in the year and wanted something to help promote it. So we said, what better way to celebrate than dropping 2,600 hot dogs out of a helicopter during a ball game?
Yeah, to celebrate, the Slammers and Pabst Light are offering $2.60 tickets for any lawn or infield reserve seat when fans use the promo code WIENER26 online. I might say the promo code like 100 more times just because. What's more American at a baseball game than drinking a cold $2 Pabst Light? I can't think of anything. Now, the hot dogs are falling. I honestly was sort of being cheeky when I was like, I assume your family holds this record already. But they actually do, of course. Of course, I should have known that. Are they being dropped wrapped, intended to be eaten, or loose, like sort of dangerously? Talk me through some of the logistics here.
I was actually kidding, so I probably should have been clearer, but
okay, good. No, that makes sense. Yeah.
No. So great questions. And obviously in this household, safety has become, kind of paramount after some records that blew into the sky. But we ended up going through a lot of scenarios for this because it could go anywhere. And ultimately, we wanted to make sure when we were working with Guinness, they've got a lot of really good official rules to make sure that we hit the record and everyone is safe. So we're going to be dropping hot dogs that'll be wrapped. They'll be in buns. They'll be wrapped up. They'll have a little PAP sticker on there, and they'll all be ready to eat. So we're putting them into the helicopter and getting them up very safely, dropping them into the outfield. And then we're going to have a lot of our staff run out into the middle of center field, grab all the hot dogs they can, getting them into some serving trays and getting them into the outfield for into the stands for curbside service. We're actually also having some people from the Pabst crew with condiments so they can make sure to get the mustard on the dogs, too, when they get them opened up.
Good. That was, everyone I told about this, their first question was like, are they edible dogs or are they just like dangerous shrapnel hot dogs like coming from, unexpected heights? So yeah, the goal is edible. The goal is pair it with a Pabst Light, and this is just perfect. I know you have Obviously, this is a family business for you, and this is right in line with everything that I have ever heard, dating all the way back to Bill Veeck. Mike Veeck, of course, is also involved with the Slammers, as I understand. And Bill Murray as well, of course, has sort of become a natural partner over the years. But yeah, for those who don't know, of course, Bill Veeck, during his time owning Cleveland, the White Sox, the St. Louis Browns, like, had fans manage from the stands. The Eddie Goodell stunt is all Veeck. For you, you're now at the point in your life where you're engineering insane promotions like this, and you're falling right in line. What was it like growing up in that world, and at what point did you know that you wanted to join it as well?
Yeah, good question. I think I just kind of was in it one day and didn't even really realize and kind of fell in love with it over time. I can't tell you how many child labor laws I probably broke back in the day, actually rolling hot dogs and filling up sodas and just doing everything at the ballpark. So I remember just kind of going through learning everything that makes these things tick and learning how to make the fan experience great. And then one day just fell in love with it. So it found me, I suppose, and I found a little bit of it, and here we are. This also kind of turned into, again, just a funny idea that I said, why not? Let's make it happen. And those were all over the place when I was growing up. It was more of, how can we? How do we get there? How do we have a good time doing this? And how do we make it a lot of fun for the people that come into the gates? So it sounds a little crazy, but it was pretty linear thinking to me.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you've unsurprisingly ended up in the world of minor league baseball, in the world of indie ball. I know at one point, though, you were with the Chicago White Sox, and you were in Australia, working in cricket. Like, at what point along, like, did you always know you'd end up back in minor league baseball? Like, I wonder what the environments were like at those other two stops in terms of creativity and in terms of, like, having all of these wild ideas bubbling up inside, but now it feels like you're maybe more plainly set up to act on them at your current home.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. I mean, I've had fun at every stop along the way, and they've all taught me immeasurable amounts of things, quite frankly. But I always had the most fun and always enjoyed it the most at the indie ball, the minor league level. If we wanted to have a $2.60 ticket, if we wanted to have a $2 hot dog, if we wanted to have a $2 Pabst Light, we just did it. We put it all together and we made it happen. And I think that that's something that you don't get very often in other places and other levels of the game. It's not quite that easy. There's a lot of other boxes you have to tick. And doing this kind of stuff just comes so naturally and it adds so much to the fan experience that we couldn't resist. And that's what it's all about. Ultimately we're doing all of these things. It is crazy, but it's spreading the love for the game and it's making memories for fans that come in on a random Tuesday night and enjoy themselves while a hot dog bathes them or a helicopter bathes them in hot dogs.
I think we're at a great moment in minor league baseball and indie ball, and there's sort of been this minor league baseball bump, John Oliver rebranding the Moon Mammoths. Like, we're at a great intersection where, like, I think a lot of people who maybe didn't know how wonderful it is are learning what those of us already, have known for years, to be reality. What are sort of your more general thoughts on what minor league baseball can continue to mean to this country, the creative ecosystem, especially indie ball, where there's much, less of a footprint from MLB clubs or massive conglomerates taking the reins?
I mean, it's no secret, too, baseball is a regional game, and it's something that you've seen all the way to the top at MLB, and that's a great thing. It's been a lot of fun to watch that grow, but indie ball and minor league baseball is a community thing. It's hyper regional. It's what's in the area. It's the fans. It's the front porch of each of the communities that they're in. And they allow people to connect with the game that maybe wouldn't have a team near them or couldn't afford to get to a Major League Baseball game because they've been outpriced or it's unaffordable. It allows people to see good quality baseball while having some entertainment, come out and bring their family, bring their friends, and make some memories there at an affordable rate.
Yeah, it's just funny because obviously, you're going in school, you're going to talk about the stars of the game. At home, your parents are going to tell you about their rooting interests, but you're just so much more likely to have a wild and memorable good time at a minor league game or an independent league game as a child. Like, you're not going to have a helicopter drop hot dogs on you at, one of the 30 Major League Baseball teams. I don't think, I can almost promise, not quite, but close. Is there anything that's sort of like a dream pie in the sky promotion to you that you've never done that you'd love to? Is there like, I know nothing is impossible to you, but is there one idea where you're like, man, I really don't think that's going to work, but I would kill to do that. And you're sort of your white whale almost.
Yeah, I'm going to need probably another hour and several Pabst Lights for you on that
Great.
One. That's you'll get an open Pandora's box. But just to go back to something you said, I think was really interesting is that I couldn't agree with you more. I think if you look at our stadium and you look at fans in certain areas, they'll sit on the front row behind the dugout. They'll sit on the back row behind the third base dugout. They'll keep score of every single pitch. They know the game in and out. We have some awesome season ticket holders that know our players better than some of us. And I always tell everybody and fully believe that that's not everyone. And the people that come in to the gates, if they've left with a smile on their face, then we've done our job. They may not know the score. They may not know who was on first or what was on second, but they know that they had a good time. So I couldn't agree with you more. And I think that that's what we provide. In terms of a white whale, there are so many. There are so many. This is just kind of getting started and getting warmed up, so to speak. But the ones that I really think would be a lot of fun, and I've even talked about this one with my dad, is building the next home run machine and what that looks like that, isn't maybe the pinwheels or isn't the Marlin sculpture, which I had a very strange love affair with and was a little bummed when they moved it out. But yeah, I think something to be able to make a new home run machine ours would be pretty high on that list.
Yeah, I know that you're talking to I'm next of kin as it comes to loving the home run machine in Miami. Like they move that thing outside the ballpark and you can still find it. And I did the last time I was down there, obviously. But yeah, it's not center field anymore, and it should be. And when you get up close, you know, intricate it is. You're like, how is this not like on display as prominently as possible? So I endorse. And that ties into, I was gonna ask if there are any of like Bill's legacy inventions from the 50s or things that we've read or heard about that you'd like to bring back and try on a modern audience, but that sort of ties right in because that's almost the answer right there. But I don't know if there's anything else. Have you tried fans managing from the stands? Like, I don't know if that would play well. People try to do that at home on Twitter nowadays anyway, so maybe that would work in the ballpark.
Yeah, I haven't yet. Twitter's become such a strange place that I don't know what we would get. But I do agree with you, and I think there's some really fun adaptations. Actually, it's really interesting you bring this up. I don't know where it is, and I'm not sure if I can remember exactly. So really good story already. But there was a list of items. I think it was like 10 or 12 items, and it had my grandfather's face on it, and it said Ballpark of the Future. And it was a little infographic, and it looked like it was drawn or something like that. And I remember seeing it maybe a year ago or 2 years ago, and like 9 or 10 of the 12 items had come true. And it just spoke to those kind of timeless pieces. I mean, they were even talking about robots delivering your food. Well, we've got mobile ordering, we've got the pinwheels and the home run celebration, all that. Those ended up coming into fruition. So I think bringing a few of those back, I mean, I would love to be able to get a shower at the ballpark and install it. It gets pretty hot. It's going to be warm tomorrow for the wiener drop. So I'd love to be able to get one out those and put one of our famed plumber sponsors on there and get that going. But yeah, there's a couple of gems in there that I think would be really fun to bring back.
Yeah, anything else that fans need to know ahead of the game? Obviously, the temperature is going to be a factor. Maybe you don't need to cook the hot dogs, maybe, if it gets as hot as we're thinking it might. But any other thoughts? The Slammers and Pabst Light teaming up, $2.60 tickets for lawn or infield reserve again when fans use promo code WIENER26 online, and then you'll have the dogs ready for curbside service and condiments, all thanks to the fine folks at Pabst Light. But anything else that fans who are interested in attending need to know before they join the spectacle?
Yeah, it's going to be a packed house. And in fact, I think I got word earlier today that we are sold out. So there may be some tickets coming in here and there, but otherwise, we do play throughout the rest of the week until Thursday. So if you want to come out for a day game and a little breather after you get some hot dogs on the outfield, come on out on Wednesday for our 10 o'clock start. But yeah, I think we are sold out. People that do have tickets, be ready for a show, be ready for a packed house, and you never know, anybody could show up.
Interesting. Any hints you can give us as to what's being discussed or no?
With helicopters and this many hot dogs involved, I don't even know, but just keep your eyes out.
Good to know. Night Train Becky, thank you so much for joining me, and I would love to speak to you again about any of the hundreds of things you obviously have up your sleeve for the future. Thank you so much.
Back at you, Adam. Thanks a lot.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.